Let's say good morning to you. David Hodge, the leader of Surrey County Council.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, David. Now, you have said that you have decided you want to raise Surrey County Council's share of the community charge by 2.99% this April, refusing the government offer of financial amelioration, which would freeze council tax this year. You had better explain yourself.
Yes, good morning, Nick, and good morning, the residents of Surrey. One of the main reason why the county council will be recommending that we do not accept the freeze is we'll be creating a black hole of 70 million in 5 years. That's equivalent to wiping out our road maintenance budget for more than 2 years.
Could you explain how and why refusing this 1 year offer of help will create a 5 year black hole of 70 million pounds?
Well, the 14 million is for one-off. It's a one-off council tax freeze. In other words, it leaves you with a black hole every year of 14 million thereafter.
But all you have to do, surely, is accept the money this year, then put up council tax the next year. And this year is going to be the tough year with so many people in the public sector coming out of work and the economy flatlining. This is the year where things are really, really biting. Surely the worst thing you can do is make extra demands on people's household finances.
Well, I can agree with you on that, Nick, but it is important to bear in mind that the government, we have got to put the council tax up because the government funding to Surrey continually goes down year after year. But more importantly, this isn't about us wanting to spend more money. Our plans will mean we won't be spending any more money in 2017 than we did in 2010.
I fully understand that, and I fully understand the fact that you have to protect frontline services, and of course costs go up for councils as much as they do for the rest of us. But just explain to me why you can't take this government cash, which would keep council tax frozen for 2012-2013, and then put up council tax in 2013 when this government money runs out. Just please, you know, in words of one syllable, if you could.
Very simply, if we take the phrase now, we could not be able to put council tax up by 5% next year because the Secretary of State has the ultimate power to decide what level of council taxes that any council can put up without a referendum.
But why would you need to do that? Why couldn't you just put it up by 2.99% next year because you've just had this tranche of government cash in 2012?
Very simply, I believe it is because we have got to provide 14,000 school places. We have more elderly people coming into care than we have, than other councils have, and we are not going to be spending any more basic money than what we have spent in 2010. It is vital that people understand that this is not Surrey wanting to do this. We have already taken out 130 million out of the budget over the last 2 years. And we are on course to save 330 by 2016.
So you couldn't just find more efficiencies, take the government money, and then put up council tax by 2.99% next year? What, are you really saying that you're cut to the bone?
Well, Nick, I can understand your question quite clearly. And had we not actually set in a public value review of every single department, every section of the county council over the last 2.5 years, I would understand that question clearly. What we've clearly saved, we've taken 130 million off our base, and we will end up taking 330 by 2016. So over a seven-year period, we will have reduced our basic revenue costs by 330 million.
Isn't the problem that you've got by refusing to accept this government money and raising council tax that all the district and borough councils are now going to see this as a green light to start raising their share of the council tax?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you see, what we all have to accept is that each of us have different services we need to run. And there will be different circumstances in each authority. And some authorities may have enough money in their reserves to absorb this council tax freeze. What one has to look at, we have got to get away from short-termism. We need to look at the medium to long-term relationship between what we have got to do for the residents of Surrey.
OK, well, let me just read you this text from Mike in Guildford. I find it infuriating that Surrey wants to increase council tax. I only see street lighting and the bins emptied for my tax. Yet why did they spend millions on a civic centre as the country headed into one of the worst recessions since World War II? That suggests a severe lack of fiscal understanding and no degree of economic management. I think Mike might be talking about the entertainment venue at the top of the hill in Guildford, which is Guildford Borough Council. But he is actually making the wider point that he doesn't see enough for his money for you to continually make these demands on his pocket.
People will always have strong opinions about our budget, and I accept that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are responsible for making sure that the budget balances and that we actually meet our statutory duties. And we're always aiming to provide residents with the maximum value for money. And that's and where there is waste, we will stop it. Just because we've done 3 years of our public, it is not going to stop there. We are going to continue with it, and as I said, we're on course to save $330 million. And Mike is right, we will never stop looking to save money.
David Hodge, leader of Surrey County Council, thank you.